Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
On the line is Danny Rothstein, a social activist and filmmaker, a really lucky American who finds himself on the island of Mallorca. Danny Rothstein, thank you for talking to us here on Chai FM in Johannesburg.
Thank you so much. Really, really wonderful to be here. And really excited to connect with you.
We don't have an enormous amount of time, but he's on. Oh, wow, wonderful. I can actually see him. Sorry, this is radio. You don't know that, but I'm actually looking at the guy now, which is very unusual and very nice. Makes it very alive. Danny, tell me something. I mean, this Jewish community in the island of Mallorca, it's quite a story, isn't it? I mean, it's thanks to the church during the Inquisition that we actually know that there is a Jewish community in Mallorca and who the families are, or at least the conversos. I know that sounds very cryptic. Explain what it is that I'm saying.
No worries. Basically, you know, to give your listeners a bit of background, I'm not from Mallorca. I haven't been working on my New Jersey accent for 40 years or so. I actually am a transplant. 7 years ago, moved to the sunny island of Mallorca for purely work purposes. By trade, I'm a producer on TV commercials. I've actually shot TV commercials in South Africa, believe it or not, in my career, and needed a change from New York. Found an opportunity in Mallorca, got there thinking that I was going to be the only Jew living on the island. And I found that there's a synagogue that's actually functioning, that's open, that's not below ground. You don't have to dig through cobwebs to get to. And I went and I learned that it's a very tiny community. They struggle to make minyan, to make 10 Jews in the synagogue. And what was fascinating to me was shocking, really, that the first time I went, we had to skip over one of the prayers as if we didn't have 10 Jewish men in the Orthodox synagogue that they have there. But I counted 14 men in the men's section. And okay, I couldn't understand why they said there weren't enough Jews to say the prayers. And I asked the guy next to me, what's going on? And he said, oh, well, that's obvious. Some of these men are not Jewish. They're chueta. And that's the first time I heard of this word chueta, which actually sounds like sueto, which I know is sounds familiar. And so what I learned was that these people have been labeled chuetas, which is a kind of a term for converso or marrano, which is not a nice word that we say in Spanish. It's kind of calling someone swine, you filthy animal, you pig. Yeah. And these people are only from Mallorca. They are Catholic descendants of the Jewish conversos of that island. And now some of them, very few, we're talking about a handful, maybe a dozen, are going to the synagogue because they've been discriminated against their families for centuries. They've always been marrying within this group of 15 families, within these 15 last names. So if you have one of these 15 last names, you for sure, without a doubt, have Jewish roots from Mallorca. And so the fact that some of them want to get to know their Jewish roots after 600 years of not having it in their family, to me, was an eye-opener for what it meant to be who is a Jew, you know? And so through my investigations and through getting to know the community, we've eventually just finished this documentary film called Chueta Island that is now making its rounds through the Jewish film festivals in the States and hopefully in other parts of the world.
Hopefully indeed in other parts of the world. I want to talk to you a little bit about this issue of being a Chueta. You say 15 families, 15 names, experienced discrimination. What are you telling me? For 600 years, there was no intermarriage with these particular families. Was that coming from the families themselves? Because I know Jews tend and can be, you know, isolationist now and again, pretty often, actually, or was it from the Catholic population on the island who refused to intermarry with these new Jews, new Christians?
Sure. So without a doubt, it came from the Catholic Church, the hardest side. So right there in 1435 is actually the year that the Jewish community in Mallorca is completely extinguished. They're given two options. You can either convert or die.
Yeah.
Those are your options. So hundreds of Jews go into a church and get forcibly converted. So this is very important because in 1492, when the Catholic kings expel the Jews that remained in Spain, nobody left Mallorca because officially they all were converted. So that's why you have this phenomenon, in my opinion, of secret Jews, crypto Jews, they're called, for 200, 300 years living on the island, new Christians living next to old Christians, and there was never any meshing. Which, as to your point, the new Christians didn't want to have their child marry an old Christian, because if they came over and they were secretly lighting candles on Friday night, you know, the old Christian son-in-law might go and tell the Inquisition and you'd be in trouble. So I think it initially started as this separation because they wanted to keep their crypto Judaism alive somehow. But then in 1691, actually, well, in 1688, there was an attempt to escape the island. They tried to get on a boat, about 40 crypto Jews. A storm came about. It's an incredible story. They were never able to leave. When they came back, they were taken by the Majorcan Inquisition, which, by the way, started in 1488 and ended only in 1834. So 400 years of, wow, of Inquisition, okay, on the island, in all of Spain. And they were captured. They were tortured for 3 years. They implicated more than 200 and between 250 and 300 crypto Jews. And in 1691, there was a terrible burning of the stake, which when I heard about the story, it really made me think twice about what it meant to be a Jew at that time, where 34 crypto Jews decided to say they were wrong to practice Judaism. And so they said they want to die a good Christian. They were strangled by the garret and then their bodies were burned, which is awful, terrible. But three people, and I like saying their names because it's important that we know who they are, said that they, in a loud voice publicly, that they were born Jewish and they want to die Jewish. And they were burned alive in front of 30,000 people in 1691. And their names are Raphael Weiss, he was like the secret Jewish rabbi at the time, Katerina Tarongi, and Raphael Benito Tarongi. So after this year, you have what's called this formation of Chouetas, which are, they're no longer trying to keep their Judaism. They want to go into the rest of society, but the Catholic Church and the Majorcan Inquisition hangs their names, these 15 last names, up until the 1830s. So all the Mallorquins told their children, don't marry those children. Don't mesh with those families. They're heretics. They're bad. They're hanging up. You have to be separated. So what's phenomenal to me is that these Catholic families tried to assimilate, to go into the rest of society, but the rest of society said, no, you can't marry them. And wow. So I'll share a quick anecdote for you, which I think really brings home the point. Fast forward to 1970s, there's a woman named Jacqueline who's from France. She's Jewish. She's vacationing with her family. She meets a Mallorquin boy who's not Chueta. He's Mallorquin, you know, old Christian. And they start dating. When the Mallorquin non-Chueta Catholic brings home his Jewish French girlfriend to his mother, you think there's going to be a problem there, you know, like, oh, you know, Catholic Jew, that's not going to work. The mother, when she finds out that she's Jewish and she's French, the first thing she says is, oh, thank God she's Jewish. At least she's not Chueta. So that's the psychology going on there, that the mother would prefer her son to marry a Jew from another country than the Catholic next door who just has a different last name from her own son. That's the fascinating part. And I think it talks a lot about anti-Semitism and how anti-Semitism can have these different faces, right? You know, it's a lot of the discussion that's going on today is anti-Zionism, another form of anti-Semitism. Well, here you have something called anti-Chuetism, which is totally in its roots a form of anti-Semitism, a form of hating the other, you know, don't marry that person with a different last name because society tells us that they're bad, that they come from bad blood. And so we think that this story is universal. It has a lot of themes to connect with all of your listeners, with all of the people in the world who are interested in history, culture, and identity. That's really what it's about.
Danny Rothstein, we are unfortunately incredibly out of time. However, that having been said, this was one of the most fantastic conversations I've had in a really long time. This is part one. I'm going to get my producer to contact you. We didn't get nearly to some of the subjects I wanted to talk about, most of all being the future of this community within which you live and where it's going. So thank you for your input this afternoon. Really appreciate it. And we will talk again.
Thank you for having me. Look forward to coming back soon.
Thank you. I do too.